For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A former UW-Richland staff member and county board member died last month. Linda Gentis, 76, of Richland Center, died unexpectedly September 6th at home as a result of a rapid infection. Linda believed in education as a changing opportunity for all people and dedicated much of her life to fostering these opportunities. She was an elementary school teacher in Connecticut and Illinois. In Richland Center, Linda was an outspoken advocate for the University of Wisconsin-Richland campus, acting as director of continuing education from 1986 to 2004. During this time, she earned her master's degree in continuing and vocational education at the University of Wisconsin-Madison in 1999. She inspired and organized the Love of Learning lectures, bringing both culture and practical information to members of the community from members of the community. While at UW-Richland in the 1990s, she was also the International Student Program Coordinator, nurturing and mentoring many young adults. Later in her career for 14 years, Linda took on the role of coordinator for engaging students in the first year, fostering non-traditional students in their first forays into college. Linda was deeply engaged in her community on every level. For the last 10 years, she served on the Richland County Board, chairing both the Health and Human Services Board and the UW-Richland Board, stepping down in 2024 to care for Hank. She had faith in the operations of community, of the political process, of civil discourse, and of fueling idealism with active pragmatism. A celebration of life will be held at 2 o'clock Sunday at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center with memory sharing and music. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service is issuing a public health alert for FSIS-inspected ready-to-eat meals produced by Freshwelm containing a Food and Drug Administration-regulated ingredient, specifically spinach, that may be contaminated with listeria. The following products are subject to the public health alert. 10.1-ounce containers of HelloFresh ready-made meals cheesy pulled pork pepper pasta with establishment number 47718 and lot code 49107 or establishment number 2937 and lot code 48840. And 10-ounce containers of HelloFresh ready-made meals unstuffed peppers with ground turkey with establishment number P47718 and lot codes 50069, 50073, or 50698. These items were shipped directly to consumers by HelloFresh. There have been no confirmed reports of adverse reactions due to consumption of these products. Anyone concerned about an illness should contact a healthcare provider. FSIS is concerned that these products may be in consumers' refrigerators or freezers. Consumers who have purchased these products are urged not to consume them. These products should be thrown away or returned to the place of purchase. FSIS expects additional affected products to be identified and will update this public health alert as more information becomes available. Consumers should check frequently. A UTV crash leads to an arrest. Grant County Communications Center was notified of a single UTV crash with entrapment on County G near Old Blue River Road in Muscadet Township Friday night around 9. Sheriff's deputies, along with Muscadet Fire and Muscadet EMS units, were dispatched to the scene. When emergency crews arrived on scene, they learned the driver was trapped but not injured and had to be extricated from the UTV by the Muscadet Fire Department. During the investigation, it was determined that Leanne Loffenberg, 60, of Muscadet, was operating the UTV southbound on County G when she lost control of the UTV, causing it to roll onto its side into the ditch line. During the investigation, Loffenberg showed signs of impairment. As a result, Leanne Loffenberg was arrested for operating a UTV while under the influence of an intoxicant, first offense. Two people have been arrested after hundreds of animals are rescued from a Wisconsin Dells area property. The Juneau County Sheriff's Office says Dean Lawrence and Amy Thomas face numerous animal neglect charges. On Friday, the Sheriff's Office responded to a property in Plymouth Township following reports of animals on the loose. An investigation of the property determined a significant case of animal neglect. Nearly 400 animals in total were located on the property, including 81 dogs, 10 puppies, 126 rabbits, 5 horses, 136 chickens, and 35 goats. The animals were surrendered to authorities and are now with numerous animal welfare organizations and shelters. Wisconsin's Democratic Attorney General Josh Call has decided not to run for governor and will instead seek re-election to a third term. With Democratic Governor Tony Evers planning not to run again next year, Call's decision today leaves the Democratic primary field wide open. Call would have been the de facto frontrunner given his large support base and two previous statewide election wins. The 2026 race for governor in the battleground state has even greater significance this cycle as Democrats look to hold the office and take control of the legislature for the first time since 2010. The Wisconsin Realtors Association has released its August real estate report, showing another increase in median home prices. According to the report, the statewide median home price rose by over 5% since August of 2024 to $338,000. The report also found a nearly 2% increase in existing home sales compared to last year and about a 1% increase in year-to-date home sales. Organization officials say the data in the report could indicate a market shift that could benefit first-time home buyers. The Vernon County Health Department offers wellness screenings the second Thursday of the month from 7:30 to 10:30. The screening includes cholesterol and blood sugar levels, as well as an assessment of blood pressure and discussion of risk factors for heart disease. A $10 donation is requested but not required. For more information, visit the Vernon County website. For assistance in making an appointment, contact the Vernon County Health Department by phone at 608-637-5251 Monday through Friday from 8:30 to 4:30. Today's forecast calls for sunny skies with a high near 63. Tonight, patchy frost after 3 a.m., otherwise mostly clear, with a low around 34. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulotz.
Brewers and Cubs in Chicago. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game 3 of the NLDS. After two wins in Milwaukee, Brewers manager Pat Murphy asked what is he expecting from the Cubs fans at Wrigley Field.
Yeah, I've been lucky enough to be here a number of times in the last 10 years. I know how great this crowd can be, how impactful it can be, just like ours were the last two games.
Right-hander Quinn Priester on the mound for the Brewers on Facing the Cubs.
They know what they're going to get. We know what we're going to get. And it's just, you know, go to battle. And just, we're going to keep punching back. They're going to keep punching, see who comes out on top. And if we play our style of baseball and we execute the way we can execute on the mound at the plate, feel really confident in our team.
NFL, the Packers getting ready to host the Bengals Sunday. Cincinnati making a trade, sending a fifth-round pick to the Browns for veteran quarterback Joe Flacco. The Bengals losing three in a row with backup Jake Browning after Joe Burrow had toe surgery. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.